The Carmen and Yurko podcast is brought to you by Vitacost.com. Vitacost.com is a trusted brand for all your discount vitamins, supplements, health foods, and beauty products. Use promo code CARMEN15 for 15% off your entire order at Vitacost.com.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
To the end zone. It's Robinson for the touchdown. Burrow under pressure. Down he goes. Robert Quinn got him. And the Bears defense stiffens and pushes the Bengals out of field goal range.
Eddie Jackson off the edge. And look at him right there. That's exactly who they motioned him in for, to block number four off the edge.
Fourth and two, Burrow to the sideline, incomplete. He wanted Higgins, but Kendall Vildor slams the door. Burrow not going to get a chunk play here. Instead, it's the Bears to take a chunk out of Joe Burrow. Milan Nichols with the sack. Pocket collapsing again, and there's the sack for Khalil Mack. His first of the year. Bengals bring five-man pressure. Fields in trouble. Ball is out. Loose on the turf. And Fields is able to recover it. Logan Wilson had a chance for a scoop and score after the Hendrickson strip. Burrow from the pocket has time to find Higgins, who drops the football, and it's scooped up by Chicago. Deshaun Gibson's got it. And Gibson down at the Bengal 40-yard line. Fields. Good protection this time. Good ball to the sideline where Mooney is waiting. Sliding down at the nine. First and goal there. 27th straight dating to last year. As Santos puts this one right down the middle. Crowd trying to make it more difficult now. Burrow throws. Intercepted. It is picked off. And on the run is Roquan Smith. Down the sideline. Smith gets a block all the way. The pick six for Roquan Smith. Play action. Good blitz pick up by Vincent, and it's intercepted. Jalen Johnson with the pick. Bengals' last three possessions all have ended in turnovers. Back-to-back picks as Burrow will throw on first down. Pressure up the middle. He's hit it. It's a third straight pick. A third straight interception. This one for Angelo Blackson. And it's first and goal Bears. Chip shot field goal, and it makes it 20-3. Justin Fields does enough today to get the win over the Cincinnati Bengals.
Good choice with Guns N' Roses in town last week by Midway Jeff Miller. I heard that show was good Thursday night, by the way. Danny Zetterman said the Dead show was good Saturday. I know he was there with Adam Abdallah. Maybe Abdallah will give a little review on that with Waddle and Sylvie later today, too. The summer concert tour, which is pretty much coming to an end because, what, is summer officially over today? Is today or tomorrow? When's the equinox?
Well, based on the 93-degree weather that we had at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
How about it?
Can I just read this real quickly? This is from Brad Biggs.
Yes, Brad Biggs up from the Tribune ago, tweeting.
Yeah. Bears PR just came into the media room to deliver a message from Matt Nagy. Mm-hmm. Andy Dalton is the team's starting quarterback when he is healthy. Here is exchange from minutes ago when Nagy was asked if Dalton is healthy, is he the starting quarterback? If Andy is healthy, is he your starter? That's something that I'm not going to... If Andy's healthy, is he your starter? That's something that I'm not going to get into with scheme. Reporter, that's not scheme. Matt Nagy, of course it is. That's 100% scheme.
So I'm still confused. So the Bears walked in a clarification saying when Andy's healthy, he is our starter?
Right.
Matt Nagy just said no?
Andy Dalton is this team's starting quarterback when he is healthy. Then Brad Biggs went back to the exchange. Matt Nagy first. If Andy is healthy, is he your starter? ? That's something that I'm not going to get into with scheme.
He wouldn't answer it. Okay. Yurk, is that scheme? I mean, it doesn't seem like a scheme thing.
No, who your starter and who you're not your starter is. That simple.
They're so silly.
It's easy.
I mean, they really
the Browns will never know what's coming.
Guys, I think Matt Nagy thinks he's reinventing something. I don't know. It's kind of silly at times.
It really is.
Yeah.
So they had to offer a clarification that when, boy, so they sent PR back in just to, for what? Because did Andy get upset again or something? So they sent him back in and said, oh, go in and tell them if he's healthy, he's the starter. So the Bears get around that just by saying, well, he's not healthy. That, I mean,
did, right? Did Matt look down at his promise ring and go, oh, damn it, I got to go clarify this.
I mean, guys, it can't be this complicated.
Guys,
I mean, it honestly, it can't be.
I was hoping Justin Fields would take the job in training camp. That didn't happen for whatever reason, whether it was he wasn't given the opportunity to get it. They simplified the game plan to where they didn't want to install everything, so it was going to be too hard for him to learn, you know, over the course of a one-week period trying to get in there. You know, I don't know what their introduction on their playbook was, how much was introduced, that kind of thing. I don't think he was ever given a shot. It was a predetermined thing that he was not going to play. And now he's going to get the opportunity. We're going to see a lot of rough football out of Justin Fields here. A lot of rough football before we start seeing anything great. But there's only one way to learn, and that's by doing it.
Yeah, just by going
there's
doing
it. There's one way to learn. You got to be thrown into the deep end of the pool, and you got to swim. That's just the way it works. So at least that process has started. That's what I want to see, and hopefully – you know, the learning process for Justin Fields is exponentiated. You know, he builds upon what he sees, and it multiplies upon itself and multiplies upon itself, and he's ready to rock like week six. All of a sudden, he's got a real command of what the hell's going on.
Okay, yeah.
That only happens by playing. It doesn't happen by watching.
I'm with you, Eric. Like, I know it's going to be rough at times. Like, the pick yesterday was rough, right? I mean, that's a little zone concept where a lineman drops back and he never sees him and just... like, and especially considering where they were in the field, that's rough. I get it. Like, that's going to happen. I even said it. There are guys in their second year that everybody's high on. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert. You know my man crush on Justin Herbert. Threw a bad pick in the red zone yesterday. Like, even in their second year, there are going to be times where you go, ooh, like, not good. Got duped. Got baited. You know, like, this is all about learning and getting better. So I totally agree with you. I know it's not going to be perfect. I know there are going to be bumps in the road. What else are they playing for?
Yeah.
Like, there's nice guy, Andy Dalton. Nice career. Hang your hat on the fact that you played a decade plus in the NFL. You'll still play for a few more years. God bless you. What's the point here in Chicago? Now, it's not a, it's not a win now team, is it? Sure doesn't look like it. It's not like, if something were to happen to Tom Brady, and they were like, oh, well, maybe Dalton can plug the hole for us. I mean, like, you're in a completely different situation than any team that is, like, a true contender right now. What's the point?
Listen, you've got a two-year window. You've got a two-year window with your defense, and then you've got to retool your whole defense. That's where you're at.
So do you think they are in a win-now spot? I mean,
either they do with this defense now, or you're making decisions on Akeem Hicks. You know what I'm saying? You've got to make a decision on Akeem Hicks, 30-year-old Akeem Hicks, the defensive tackle position.
I mean, with what we talk about with this offense, and first of all, the defense has had its own issues, even though they shined for a half yesterday, okay? The defense, let's face it, has had its own issues. With what we talk about with this offense, with Nagy as the play caller, with some of the lack of explosiveness, as much as we might like a player here or there, I mean, does this look like a team that is going to go out and contend and in the NFC?
No, it looks like a very average team.
And that's why I just don't know.
When, you know, they had them at, what, 7.5 this year?
Yeah, it was 7.5.
They go 9-8, maybe 10-7.
Yeah. I mean, like, what's the point of
a playoff team.
What's the point of doing this with Andy Dalton? Why not let Justin Fields start to go through those growing pains and learn? And he's probably your better option anyway because he's capable of doing things that Andy Dalton is not capable of doing.
I'm with you. I agree with you. The only point is it's going to be very rough.
Okay.
It is not going to look good.
All right.
And I worry about the guy coaching him being able to convey that information to him that needs to be conveyed.
That's an interesting conversation.
I have no faith in what Matt Nagy is doing. None.
That's an interesting conversation to have. You know, like, how much of an issue is that? Should that factor into the calculus about how much he does or doesn't play? Look, the Bears are going to play this game all week. We're not going to get bupkis out of them about who the starter is, let's face it. We can all sort of speculate, and it kind of feels like it's going to be Justin Fields in Cleveland, but it's interesting. He's going back to Ohio, and he could be the starter in Cleveland this week. But who knows? They're going to play coy all week. I just don't get, like, You bring up a good point about the guy coaching him, but I mean, I still think it's time to like let him go. Why the Bears played this game is beyond me. They did it last year. Why'd they play the game with Mitch? I guess they could have blamed it on COVID a little bit more in the goofy schedule, but you did by week three, you were pulling the plug on Mitch. What was the point?
It was the Atlanta game.
That was the Atlanta game.
Won that Atlanta game
in week three. Correct. In week two, you're pulling the first little opportunity you get. Oh, he tweaked his knee. Andy, you're done for the day. Okay, Justin. Like, what was the point? I don't get anything of what they do. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And I don't know why you'd play Andy Dalton at this point. As rough as it might look with Justin, and I'm sure Yurko's right, it's going to look rough at times.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Oh, yes.
He holds the ball a lot. It's like the biggest knock on him. They've got to find a way to kind of break that, and hopefully he learns as he continues to play.
There's three things happening on the offense. They can't protect him. You got receivers that are stuck in defenders, right? And he's in the pocket. He starts getting them feet going, and then it collapses upon him. So you're going to watch teams be very careful. Knowing that they don't want, you know, Justin Fields to hurt him with the legs. So they're going to be very careful. And they're always going to have a spy somewhere around there where they can go ahead and collapse and try to close the pocket. So, I mean, we are, you know, truly into Mitch Trubisky his first year. That's where we're back to.
Mm.
Whether you like it or not, that's where you're at.
I just hope the long-term results are better.
It's a bad idea, too, when Nagy comes in to clarify that exchange.
Oh, it's so Bears.
Where does this go? If Justin Fields plays better than he did on Sunday, now that he's going to have an opportunity to take first-team reps, and all of a sudden he looks good and he starts to look better, Matt Nagy needs to come in and clarify that, oh, he looks good now. Because it's going to be obvious to everybody if he actually is playing at a higher level, right? So now he just makes himself look silly again because he's either going to turn to Andy Dalton or he's going to say, well, you know what? Fields is clearly taking the job. It's a clarification that didn't need to be made, and he's just painted himself into another corner now.
It's silly. I mean, it's all silliness. The games that they play, stop being so worried about it. I mean, my God, let's send the PR staff back in there to clarify. Okay, so the clarification is when Andy Dalton is healthy, he is the team starting quarterback. That's what we're getting from the Bears. Okay. And what does that mean?
What if Fields is really good next week?
What if Andy Dalton's healthy by the end of the week, but they just say, well, he's really not? I mean, like, what if we could play this game all day? It's all silliness.
Right. Yeah. It's
you're right, Miller. I mean, like,
I won't participate. I mean, that's not what I'm here for, guys. The silliness and the stupidity, you know? If Andy Dalton's not 100%, Fields is your quarterback, period. And what you do in the future, they'll figure out as they move on. I'm not going to read the mind of a Matt Nagy, and Ryan Pace doesn't know what the hell he's doing either.
All right.
So why would I try to read the mind of Ryan Pace? Won't do it.
We'll take some Bears calls coming back when we come back next. 312-332-3776. Your thoughts on what should happen with the quarterback position, and are you okay with Fields playing even though it's going to look rough at times? This offense still has a long way to go. They gained 206 yards yesterday, for crying out loud. 206! And the Bengals just kept handing them, take it, take it, take it. Go ahead, score more on us. Score points, score points. And they scored 20. And they had 206 yards of offense. 312-332-3776. That's the number. Hit us up on Twitter. Yurko is at Yurko64. That's Yurko with a J. I'm at Carmen DeFalco. A lot of people were talking about Mark Sanchez in the broadcast booth. And was his partner busting his balls in classic fashion at one point yesterday? We'll play something funny for you coming up next.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Oh, coming to Chicago with Mark Sanchez is a lot like traveling through Vegas with Frank Sinatra. As you hear Sinatra in the background. Everywhere we go, the doors open wide for us. It's really his kind of town, Chicago is.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark Sanchez. I mean, got us into meals. I mean, we had great food.
We had to wash the dishes after, but
that was fine. I mean, it was a small price to pay. Any time I spend with you is time well spent.
Oh, what a guy.
My kind of town, Chicago is.
Those Fox yesterday, those Kevin Kugler and Mark Sanchez. Kevin Kugler's busting his balls, right? Like, Mark Sanchez is... Did I miss something? I mean, Mark Sanchez is a god here and gets free meals.
What did he have? A cup of coffee?
A cup of coffee. He didn't play a single game for the Bears. I mean, he was a backup for a little while.
Yeah, but, you know, you still wear the Bear helmet, whether you like it or not, even if you're in there. You have a cup of coffee, or people still treat you well if you're a Chicago Bear.
You think Mark Sanchez is getting free meals everywhere he goes? I mean...
You don't know who he met? You don't know who he met, who he befriended? Do you know what I'm saying?
He compared coming to Chicago with Mark Sanchez like going to Las Vegas with Frank Sinatra. He's got to be busting his balls, right?
A little bit. You know, maybe they got a free Italian beef sandwich somewhere.
I mean,
you know, maybe they had a free Italian beef. It's still a free meal.
Slightly surprised by that yesterday.
You know, like, doors may open and they may quickly close. You know, they open it. Oh, hey, and goodbye.
Is he going around town with Dick Butkus, or is he going around town with Mark Sanchez? Like, I don't, you know, is he with Jimmy Mack? Like, McMahon comes to town, I get it.
Yes.
Everybody rolls out the red carpet. You know, anybody,
The animal.
Waddle.
Comes in.
You know, any of the 85 Bears. Like, I get it. Mark Sanchez.
How many people actually recognize Mark Sanchez as he walks by on the street?
Two?
Out of... A thousand?
Out of ten.
I honestly have no idea.
Carmen, you think 20% of the people know who the hell Mark Sanchez is?
All right, then he's definitely not getting free meals everywhere. Two out of 20?
That's right.
That seems aggressive.
No, that's very aggressive. I think two out of 1,000 is correct.
I
don't know if I would recognize Mark Sanchez as he walked by.
I watched it yesterday. I wrote it down. I said, Mellor, we got to pull this because it's interesting. I'm like, it can't be in... Mellor goes, maybe Kugler's just busting his balls. I go, yeah, it's a pretty good burn, I guess, maybe. Like, I'm in Chicago with Mark Sanchez. It's like going to Vegas with
Sinatra.
Well,
at least he's got self-deprecating humor.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, he did kind of bust himself also, so maybe he knew he was getting his chops busted.
That was funny. I thought Sanchez was pretty good.
Oh, coming to Chicago with Mark Sanchez is a lot like traveling through Vegas with Frank Sinatra. Is there Sinatra in the background?
That's
everywhere we go, the doors open wide for us. It's really his kind of town, Chicago is.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark Sanchez.
Exactly.
I mean, got us into meals. I mean, we had great food.
We had to wash the dishes after, but...
That was fine. I mean, it was a small price to pay. Any time I spend with you is time well spent.
Oh, what a guy.
That's a good line by Mark Sanchez. I thought he was pretty good on the game, too, by the way. I thought Mark Sanchez did a nice job.
Hey, he was okay.
Yeah.
He was serviceable.
Yurko brought up a funny point earlier in the IDOT bullpen. Driving responsibly is everybody's priority. Make sure you learn more and save lives out there. Visit lifeordeathillinois.com. Yurko said you'd never heard the term city fumble and country fumble, right?
No, I never did. City fumble and country fumble. Yeah. I've never heard that term.
When there's
country
a lot of guys
when
around.
When you've got all day around you.
Right.
City fumbles when you've got a bunch of people about you.
Yeah.
You got to get in. What do you call it? The prenatal position? I called it a fetal position, you know?
Yeah, fetal
position. He called it a prenatal position. I said, okay, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but I'll get into a fetal position when I'm trying to recover a fumble with a bunch of people around there.
I'll get in the fetal.
What the hell does prenatal mean?
I don't know.
Is he taking vitamins, iron? What's he taking?
Well,
prenatal vitamins?
He's taking prenatal vitamins because he knows he's going, I don't know. But I honestly did think he was pretty good.
Right, but that's not the application for that. And then I said, well, what about rural and urban fumble?
Right.
I mean, you know, if that's what we're going to go. We can go urban and rural. I think that'd be perfect, too.
Yeah. Let's say hi to Matt's in London, England. I think there's a London game coming up soon, too, in the next couple of weeks. What's up, Matt?
How you doing, guys? All right?
Yeah, great. How are you?
Very well, mate. Very well. I just wanted to bring up a point about Andy Dalton, and I'm not saying this is the case, but here in the UK, and it has been proven, especially with, like, older Premier League footballers here, that they sort of sign contracts to basically say that they have to play if they're fit. I'm not saying that's the case in the NFL, but honestly, I wouldn't put anything past the Bears because I think they were that desperate for a quarterback. It wouldn't surprise me if they'd made like an agreement with Dalton to basically say, look, you know what, you can play, and Dalton's going to say, okay, but you know what, I must play because if not, you guys have got to give me a load of money.
Who's your Premier League? Who's your Premier League club?
West Ham United.
Oh, the Hammers. Tough one to Manchester United. 2-1 this weekend.
It was 1-1 yesterday. Did they end up losing that game?
They lost 2-1.
They lost 2-1.
Oh, I'll tell you what, guys, I was actually gutted. So Mark Noble, who's been a West Ham legend, he's basically entering the end of his career now, and he was the West Ham penalty taker. They brought him on because they got a penalty in the last couple of minutes, and he missed it, and that was the first penalty he missed since 2016.
Oh, that's boy. A kick in the you know what. Matt, thanks for checking in, buddy. So Matt says sometimes in the Premier League, they'll tell older players, I love their vernacular over there, too. If they're fit, they have to play. I feel fit.
Yeah,
we don't say
fit.
That here. He's fit to play. We got to say fit more often.
Yeah.
So if they're fit, they have to play. Yeah, they write that in the contracts?
Well, they can, you know, in some of those Premier League sides, yeah.
Wow.
You know, like Ronaldo comes to Manchester United. If he's fit, he wants to be in the starting 11.
He's still pretty good, though, it looked like. I saw the first half yesterday. Yeah. He scored a nice goal.
Yeah, he's got a nose for the... For the ball, doesn't
he? He's a poacher.
Yeah, he's a poacher.
Yeah. Now, at this point, especially now in his career, he's a poacher. He had a couple other opportunities where he looked like he was going to knock it in. Chelsea's big 3-0 victory over Tottenham. You know, the Chelsea on top of the table with Liverpool. You got to like that.
Place. Tied with Liverpool. So, let's not forget that.
I said tied with Liverpool. Top of the table with Liverpool.
So if you're fit to play, you get to be in the starting 11. I mean, I don't think that kind of stuff happens in the NFL. The whole Bears promise thing was weird.
Right.
My philosophy on that is that Andy Dalton just like... He came out like on draft night. He and his wife are sitting there. The Bears move up. They take Fields and they concoct a plan. Like, man, this is bad. Like, I'm not going to play now. And they came up with the idea. Just tell the media that they promised you. And he's like, hey, that's a pretty good idea. That's not bad. So he just came out and he said, they promised me. I mean, I don't think that really happens in the NFL too much.
No, it doesn't. Nobody's promised anything, kid. If we drafted Terrell Buckley. And Ron Wolf was going to make sure Terrell Buckley played. Usually the best player plays. But Terrell Buckley wasn't that much below the guy that was in front of him, so they started Terrell Buckley. You know, and then Ron Wolf at some point would just cut the guy that was below him just to make sure you had to start him.
Mm.
Kind of the same way in Moneyball.
Where
you traded everybody.
Trade Carlos Pena, right?
Right, yeah. Yes. Carlos Pena, we are a lunatic. This is the kind of thing that gets us fired.
That's awesome.
But usually it's the best player plays. Now, Terrell Buckley had a tremendous NFL career. Had 40-some-odd interceptions, I think, over the life of his career, and really played well for the Miami Dolphins when he was down there. So, I mean, congratulations go to him. But his first couple of years, dude, it was guessing game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was he going to do? You know, he'd see something, he'd just abandon coverage and go to, you know, where he thought the action was going to be. Meanwhile, Fred Barnett's running into the end zone wide open for a touchdown. Mike Pryor's coming over from center field trying to get there, and everybody's blaming Mike Pryor. Meanwhile, standing 10 yards from the line of scrimmage is the guy that's supposed to be in coverage.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, but everybody wanted to lambast Mike Pryor for it. So, life goes on. What are you going to do? But usually the best players play. And, you know, in this situation, if Dalton's hurt, put Fields in. And then, again, like the preseason, please, Fields, for the love of God. Take this job by the horns.
I know.
Okay? Take it by the horns. Take it by the colonnades.
And I guess...
And declare it yours, my friend.
I just don't know why they're so scared to be like, we want Justin to play. Like, what do you owe to Andy Dalton? Andy Dalton's played more than 10 years in this league. You paid him $10 million. Like, what do you owe to him? Why do you have to be like, hey, clarification, media, when Andy is healthy... He's our starter, which Matt Nagy didn't even want to really talk about while he was being asked by reporters earlier today, but then sends the PR team back in to clarify. Clarify what? Like, what do you owe Andy Dalton exactly?
They almost act like he's Andy Manning or something like that, you know? Is Dalton's last name Manning? Is he one of the Manning brothers, the forgotten Manning brother that nobody knows about?
And you guys know he's actually going to be doing the broadcast tonight.
Andy Dalton is...
It's Peyton, Eli, and Andy.
That's funny.
Yeah. Andy's not owed a thing, guys.
He's not. He's
especially by the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears don't owe Andy a thing.
Like, Andy Dalton gets it, right? He's been around a long time. He's a big boy. He's got $10 million that he cashed this year. $10 million. What do you owe Andy Dalton? I don't understand.
Nothing.
It
seems like he's already been paid.
All right, I do want to grab some more Bears calls. We'll do that. We could continue to go around the league a little. We've talked about some of the games, talked about some of those 0-2 teams, how hard it is to rally and make the playoffs, even though there's an extra game and more playoff teams now. It's still not easy, and we were trying to identify if there was one or two that might make it, even though none of them made it last year. No 0-2 team last year made the playoffs. I want to talk to Yurko about the undefeated team so far, and you got three in that loaded in that loaded NFC West that Yurko was predicting would be really, really strong when the season started. 312-332-3776 to talk Bears and how they should handle this quarterback situation going forward. We'll be right back.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he
missed
it.
That's no good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens.
Oh, my.
He missed it right.
What a gut punch to a team, Paul, that play after play toward the end fought its way back.
Oh, missed it by like a foot.
And just,
oh, my God.
I think that's K-Fan, right, Miller, in Minneapolis?
Yeah. That game in the desert, they lose. Boy, that offense was awesome yesterday. I mean, Dalvin Cook was fantastic. Cousins throws three touchdown passes. Jefferson found the end zone for the first time this year. This K.J. Osborne, man, how about it? Second week where he had pretty good numbers. That offense was buzzing. They scored 33. They had a 37-yard field goal to win it, and they lose. Like, Yurko nailed it in crosstalk when we were talking with Cap and Hoodie about it. I mean, it's not just recent, because I said, wait, they can't, you know, Zimmer can't find a kicker. And Yurko goes, go back 20 years when they could have gone to the Super Bowl and Morton Anderson hadn't. Was it Morton or Gary?
No, it was Gary Anderson.
Gary Anderson. Yeah, I'm sorry. Gary Anderson didn't miss a kick all year. Yeah, perfect. And then, like, they missed in the playoff game. And it's like, this is a Viking problem. It's seemingly forever. 37-yarder. I mean, you got to make. I fell into the trap somehow, shame on me, of betting the Cardinals as a favorite. And I know better than that. Don't do that. I think I looked too much at the matchup and thought there'd be, you know, the way that Vikings O-line failed to protect Cousins in week one, I thought, oh boy, the Cardinals and Chandler Jones. Chandler Jones, I don't know, after five sacks, he was like nowhere to be seen. But their offense looked much better. I fell into the trap of betting the Cardinals as a favorite. Don't do that. Bet him as a dog. Bet Kyler Murray as an underdog, not as a favorite. So still a pretty good week gambling-wise. So that's good. Yeah, did okay. The dogs continue to bark. The count is now 21-10 against the spread going in tonight, and the Lions are getting 11.5 at Green Bay. And Yurko will be at that game, so a full report tomorrow.
Full report tomorrow, guys.
Yes. The taunting rule we talked about a little bit. I mean, it seems excessive. You know, there were some calls yesterday, not only in the Bear game. There was one key one in the Seattle-Tennessee game that allowed a Tennessee drive to stay alive. And you're like, that's taunting? I mean, Tayshaun Gibson standing over an opponent clapping? I don't know. Something tells me they'll ease off on this. But players better be on notice, I suppose.
Well, listen, players better be, you know, complaining about it. Not just to their coaching staff. They got to call their union rep and say, get rid of this crap. This is beyond the point of being ridiculous. I mean, to the point where if you get another one, you're out of the game.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, how stupid is that?
Two tauntings and you get
that
tossed.
That is dumb. Yeah. That is dumb.
And the worst rule continues, though, to be the targeting rule, not the taunting rule, in college football. I get what they're trying to do, but it's just way too punitive to throw a guy out, and defenders have a hard time playing defense. The Penn State kid, the Auburn player that got tossed, it's just brutal. There was nothing malicious there. He was lowering his shoulder. He was lowering his shoulder, going to make a tackle at the goal line against a player that also was lunging towards the goal line. I'm not sure what and to review that and to still call it targeting it's terrible. And it's a rule that has to be fixed and changed. I suppose the spirit of it is right because you're trying to protect these kids, but it's not good the way they adjudicate it. It's way too punitive. I'm sorry. It is a terrible, terrible, terrible rule. And you cannot be getting them wrong when you're going back to review it. That player for Auburn should have never been tossed from that game on Saturday night. Like someone who had Auburn plus five. But it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's a terrible call. I'm telling you, it was terrible.
Carm, the whole targeting thing. I mean, I get you want it to be safe, but to eject a guy. I've seen guys get ejected in the first quarter.
It's terrible.
Didn't Nick Bosa get ejected?
He might have been. I think you're right.
Ohio State, one of the Bosa brothers, was ejected right away in a national championship.
And I think you're right, Yurk.
Joey or whoever it was.
I think it was Nick. I feel like you're right on that. And sometimes it can be egregious, and it can be malicious. And you can say, hey, we can have that in the game. You're out. But there's no way you can go back and review that play and say that there was malicious intent and targeting was the intent of that Auburn player. There's just no way. Dean's in Deerfield. What's up, Dean?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Carm. Mark Sanchez can have a lemon wedge on the arm if he comes into my place.
There you go. Thank you, Dean. Yes, very good.
Now, I will tell you this. I know you're quick with the dump button. I will, in the words of John Wooden, I will be quick, but don't hurry. Give me a moment here. I will tell you the reason why this gentleman said that he had a weekend with Mark Sanchez or whatever, and that's compared it to Frank Sinatra. He's a one percenter, Carm. This guy is a great-looking guy. I can say that with an unblemished record of heterosexuality.
That's true.
Like Seinfeld says, it's a 1 out of 20 shot in terms of attracting people. I'd like to think of myself in that category, and also the good kid is in that category, and the great Upside Down Pineapple Miller.
Yeah.
Now, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, Carm, it's disturbing that I can call Kaplan on his cell phone and get him in, ahead of time when I call Merkin at First Midwest Bank. What's going on over there?
I don't know if I follow it. You can call Cap. But
just hang up on Dean.
What is Dean talking about?
No, exactly? Hold on. Give me a minute.
He's saying because I didn't answer his call right away.
I envy. Jeff Miller, I love you. I envy. You always take the words out of my mouth so eloquently, like you talk about The Wire so great. I envy anyone who hasn't seen the Manning broadcast, and I envy anyone who hasn't seen it. You hear Peyton Manning, like the little brother and the younger brother, it's like they're in their basement. He's like, oh, look at right here. You see Lamar standing the fullback in motion. So mature. Look at the maturity. This is gold.
I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm going to watch that one tonight. Now, listen, I'm going to put Dean on hold. I'm not sure if he had another point. I think he wanted to talk about the Bears game, but I want to take some other calls. He's right about Mark Sanchez. It might be a fun weekend because Sanchez would be in that top 1%. Yes, he is a very handsome
man. He's a good-looking guy?
He's a good-looking kid. Right. He is, yeah. Let's see. This is DeJuan in Buckhead down in Atlanta. What's up, DeJuan?
DeJuan.
Oh, DeJuan. I'm sorry. What's up, DeJuan? Well, spell it DeJuan, then. I mean, that's not that's DeJuan.
You're right. I screwed up.
DeJuan, what's going on, pal?
I'm chilling, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right.
Yeah, we're good.
Cool. You guys enjoying the football game? We got Andy Dalton as well. And he's hurt right now, but he'll be there Sunday.
You think so?
I hope so.
Really?
Justin Fields doesn't look ready, does he?
No. It was rough.
I'll
give you that, DeJuan. It was a tad bit rough. But there's only one way to get ready, and that's by getting in the fray.
Let him play. This is the exchange about Dalton still being the starter. I guess Mellor pulled this from the Zoom, and then the Bears PR had to come back and clarify. Who's he going back and forth with? Is it Bigsy?
I think it's Bigsy, but okay. I don't know if the first question was
all right,
Biggs.
Here we go. This is about who's your starter.
If Andy's healthy, is he your starter?
If Andy is healthy, is he your starter? That's something that I'm not going to get into with scheme.
That's not scheme.
Of course it is. That's 100% scheme, Brad. That's 100% scheme.
I don't know how it's scheme. I mean, again, scheme. I mean, what?
Listen, depending upon who your quarterback is, you may have to scheme differently. But the scheme, it's independent. Do you know what I'm saying?
About asking if a player is quarterback, right? Like,
which way is going to be?
Asking if a player is. He didn't ask who is your starter this week. He said if Andy is healthy, is he your starter? There's no scheme there.
That's
Matt.
No scheme.
I got
whatsoever.
News for you.
That's scheme, a yes, no question.
Scheme doesn't exist.
If Andy's healthy, he's the starter, period. Yes.
Let's go to James in Michigan. What's up, James? James, you there, buddy? Going
James.
Once? Going twice? No, James. Justin in Mokina. What's up, Justin?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Happy Victory Monday.
Yes, happy
Thank
Victory
you.
Monday.
Thank
buddy. You. I was wondering if Ryan Pace put it in Jimmy Graham's contract that he didn't have to block.
Yeah. If he's fit to play, he's got to start. No, he's not starting, I guess. But
if he's fit to play, he has to fit the block.
That's funny. That's pretty good, Justin. Yeah. Listen, we know he's not much of a blocker anyway, right? I mean, we shouldn't be surprised by that.
The productivity out of the tight end position is concerning.
It is. Justin, thanks.
And then guess what happens now in the second year here? Keep a close eye on Cole Kmet here.
Cole Kmet had one target yesterday.
Okay.
And he missed a block late.
Yep. Just all I'm telling you is keep an eye on him here now. We're in the second year, second round draft choice. Just keep an eye on him, see what kind of development we're getting out of Cole Kmet. You expected a lot from him.
Yes, indeed.
Okay? You expected a lot from him. You're here in your second year.
Mm.
It's time.
I mean, they spent, because Shaheen, was Shaheen a third round pick? Did they go, or was he a second?
Shaheen was a second round pick.
Shaheen
Kmet
was a second?
Was a second round pick.
Yeah.
Kmet was the first tight end taken, wasn't he?
I'd have to go back
in
and
that
double
draft,
check.
I think Kmet was think the first tight end take.
I believe he's correct on that.
So
I will check real quick.
Raiders!
Vegas, baby. Vegas!
Vegas, baby.
Viva
there it is.
Viva
Jeff Kahn right now, you qualify for the trip to Vegas. Waddle and Sylvie will pull one winning name later today. Again, caller 10, you are the qualifier. 312-332-3776. And White Claw and Malnati's are going to throw in a little parting gift for everybody that's qualifier, not just the winner, because the winner is getting the whole shebang. You'll stay at Circa Resort and Casino with Waddle and Sylvie. They'll broadcast live the weekend the Beloved go there, and then you're going to the game. It's all brought to you by IDOT's Life or Death Illinois.com. So stay listening to Chicago's Home for Sports. Try to qualify and see if you're winning, if your name is read during Waddle and Sylvie's show later today. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
It's Carmen and Yurko. Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000.
Congrats to Richard Cuevas from Mundelein. He's the qualifier. You'll have another chance to qualify at 2:45 and Waddle and Sylvie are back. The Vegas trip. Going to Vegas. Waddle, Sylvie, White Claw, and giving away a trip courtesy of IDOT's Life or Death Illinois.com. What a prize. Listen to ESPN 1000. Chicago's Home for Sports all day today so that you can have a chance to qualify and potentially win. Enjoying the fellas. That game might be kind of tough. The Raiders look good. Raiders look at the offense looks good. I mean, Derek Carr's thrown for almost 900 yards so far, Yerk. So Raiders are 2-0. Broncos, Bucks, Panthers, Niners, Rams, and Cardinals. Which one's the best out of that group? Still the Bucks?
Well, I'd say so. Until they get beaten. Until somebody takes them down.
They've won 10 in a row now going back to last year, right, Yerk?
That's what it looks like, yeah. But how many? They've scored nine with 30-plus points. Nine games in a row with 30-plus points.
Is that right? And Brady's got nine touchdowns already. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look good. Just when Atlanta got close, they're like, we better put Atlanta out of misery here.
And they did. They put them out of their misery real quick.
I think the Niners are good. I mean, Jimmy G hasn't been great, but he might not have to be. At some point, Lance might play more and more, too. I mean, I think we know that they're well-coached and they're good. And like Yurko said, Jimmy G seems to be Kyle Shanahan's lucky charm. You know, Jimmy doesn't have to be great for them to win games, I don't think. You know, like, just be good enough and not screwed up. And Shanahan trusts him, and he's confident. And
any quarterback's great when they don't turn the ball over. When they start turning the ball over, they look silly. Zach Wilson in New York with the Jets.
Ooh, four picks. Yeah.
Boy, you look terrible. Well, how about Sam Darnold, what he's doing?
Well, that'll tell you that sometimes coaching, not sometimes, in the NFL, coaching really does matter. He's with a better coaching staff now. He's got Matt Rhule, and he's got Joe Barry, and it's a better staff.
That's what it seems like, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Seems like the poor guy was out there and was just like, ugh. Now Zach Wilson is going to, he's getting Sam Darnold right now.
I don't think Darnold's great yet, or like, I don't think we know. Oh, but I mean, it certainly
looks much better than he ever did in New York.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing. Just by default, it seems like anybody who gets away from Adam Gase
is going to be better.
Immediately becomes better. Ryan Tannehill, plays a lot better now that he's not under Adam Gase.
And I don't love Tannehill either. I mean, I think he has his limitations, but it's been much better. He's a much more competent quarterback away from Adam Gase. Boy, Adam Gase, man! Remember, he was like with the. I mean, did he pull the wool over everybody's eyes? Peyton Manning is like telling everybody how great Adam Gase is. And, of course, people listen when Peyton Manning talks.
Well, that's the problem.
Holy cow.
He talks a whole lot tonight. So what? Were you going to believe him?
Well, not if he talks about Adam Gase, I'm not.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch. Watch us live and join the chat. Sponsored all this week by Pinehurst Resort.
Carm, tomorrow, Yurko and Tyler Aki will join me on the Golf Club podcast to talk about Pinehurst.
I love it since
we're going to do a little Ryder Cup too, okay, buddy?
I was going to say, you probably should.
Ryder Cup. Sure. Why wouldn't we do Ryder Cup?
Let's go to Philly Sid real quick. He wants to talk about Dalton versus Fields. What's up, Sid?
Hey, fellas. Hey, congrats on the Bears win yesterday. I'm sure that made you feel good.
I had the Eagles +3. That didn't make me feel as good, but.
Sorry. Yeah, okay. I would have told you not to make that pick, man. They're going to be up and down all year long.
Yeah.
I think really the problem that's going on right now is, first of all, the guy that's the head coach, he obviously failed media relations when he went to college because he didn't know how to talk to people. He just doesn't know how to talk to people. And I think that in his mind, if you basically put him on a chair and shined a light in his face and grilled him, he'd say, right now, I think Andy is the better option at quarterback, and Justin needs to grow. And he needs to grow not through the game. He needs to grow through progressions and reads and stuff. That zone blitz interception that he threw yesterday,
it was bad.
That was horrible. Yes. That's quarterbacking 101 in the NFL. If you can't pick out a zone blitz, you have no business being back there. That said, I think the kid's going to be great long term. I just think he needs to learn from the sidelines and in the game, in the film room and in the quarterback room for a period of time and just see how it goes. The Bears aren't winning the Super Bowl this year, so who cares who the quarterback is? If they win a game here or there, does it really matter?
No, but that's kind of
the answer is Fields.
That's kind of why I want him to play. Sid, thanks, buddy. I'd rather him play because they're not going to win the Super Bowl and go through the growing pains now. And maybe he comes out better for it by the end of the year.
You can watch and get an idea. You can watch and get an idea until you experience it. That's when you learn.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, Victory Monday brought to you by your Chicagoland Acura dealers. Waddle and Sylvie will be up at 2. They'll have a couple more qualifiers before they pull a winning name for the Vegas trip, so stick around for that later on. Greeny is up next, and then the boys will be on right into White Sox baseball as they start the series in Detroit tonight. Everybody have a great day. We will see you mañana. I have the final word.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have a last word.
On Carmen and Yurko.
He's complimentary. He will supplement you. Okay, you may not be getting all your vitamin D, but he can supplement that. You know what I'm saying?
Your vitamin J, Jadavian, he's coming. Get all your vitamin C.
That was the final word on Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000.